A year ago, Julian Edelman emerged as one of Tom Brady's most reliable receivers. He parlayed a 105-catch season into a brand-new contract with the Patriots this spring. Edelman's story as converted college quarterback to star NFL receiver has been well told. This story is about the person most responsible for Edelman's success.
Pop Warner, high school, Friday Night Lights, CSM, Kent State. Now you're a Patriot. Give me your thoughts on your and my relationship through the years.
We used to battle. I think it's the feistiness from, you know, mom that I had inside of me. A little competitor, always... you know, kind of having that chip on your shoulder, and you would challenge me, you know, to the point where it'd want to make you quit, but then you knew how to turn me on and make me, you know, want to prove you wrong in certain things, you know, but it was also one of those things where, you know, you always wanted to, I always wanted to make you proud. You know, I used to hate going out, and I mean, I wouldn't hate it, but we used to battle. Hitting baseballs and you know, going out and catching balls, throwing balls. You know, I just wanted to have sometimes, you know, a regular, you know, afternoon and go hang out with friends. Where in the HE double toothpicks did you learn all your sayings and your drills that you used to put me through? And where did all your craziness come from?
I would sit and analyze. I would watch different coaches. I would listen to coaches. And I would analyze what would be the next thing that would improve you at whatever you were doing. Whether it be putting on a set of sunglasses and taping one side up so you could catch a punt and catch a ball, giving you more difficulty so you would be better at it.
Make the situation hard as possible so when it came to game time, it'd be easier.
That's what I would do, son.
There you go. Dad was the president and the head coach of the Pee Wee team for like 7 years before I was even born. And he used to make little songs for the kids, the linemen, for a blocking scheme.
That's what you do when you're a Pop Warner coach. That's how you get them to remember. Do you remember the theme?
Head up to play side, but if they're in the gap, we block that gap unless it's a trap.
Do you find that there's some great similarities between me and Coach Belichick, the way we coached? We take care of business. We did win a Super Bowl.
12 years old, Pops.
Hey, gotta start really somewhere.
I'll be on the phone, and he calls himself Baby Belichick.
Baby Belichick.
The similarities are, you know, you were always big on the fundamentals, you know, being able to practice, you know, just the regular stuff, catching football, tackling.
All your friends grew, and you were still 4'10", 98 pounds, going into high school. And all I can tell you is, that's the same thing that happened to me. And I remember how well you handled that when you'd come in the room at night and say, Dad, when am I going to grow? And I'd say, son, just hang tight, hang tight. And then finally, the senior year came and you grew. That was a tough time of your life.
It was. I mean, kind of prepared me for, you know, my athletic career, playing undersized my whole life.
Dumps it off to Edelman, sprints to the five, goes out, airborne, leaping inside the two.
Good job. Good job, Edelman.
What's it like watching your son play on Sundays?
I've thought about this, and it's jubilation.
Yeah. Easy there, Smalls.
It's true. What do you do?
Sundays. Family loves them. It's football. It's a way of life, not just a sport.
Yeah. But, you know, we've had a whole lot of mushy talk here. I think we need to go work some ball security.
And the thing is, he's not lying. He's looking down in that field, and he has drills that he wants to do right now in that field, without a doubt. We'll leave that for the next episode, though. We're cutting this right now. You're so lame.